Hey, what's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Michigan Golf Podcast. Garrett Smith back with you guys again, and we are going to let the good times roll. And if you've been tuning in lately, I kind of kicked off a little bit of an equipment mini series where I just kind of run through different clubs in the bag and talk about my search and kind of what I look for in different things. A couple episodes ago, it was putters, and talked about my specs and my search for a putter that I can kind of continue to build confidence in. And then we went to the driver and, of course, talked about hitting bombs and a little bit about what Team TaylorMade has to offer. And then they just kind of preached a little bit about getting fit, going out and exploring the data, the analytics behind not only driver heads, but shafts and all the specs that go into getting a driver best suit for your swing and your game. And we're going to continue this down the bag a little bit further, not too much further, but there's kind of always been that great debate. How do you fill the void between 3 wood and long irons? So we're going to talk about that today. I mean, are you guys hitting 5 woods? Are you hitting hybrids? Are you carrying long irons like a 2 iron or a 3 iron? I mean, everybody's different, and I've gone through different phases in my golfing career, and obviously, I mean, it's the ever-changing game. So I'm continuing to evolve and kind of change my perspective on some things. So I figured I'd share that with you guys. But before we do, you guys know the drill. Let's grab a quick ad and when we come back, let's talk. Fairway wood, hybrid, driver. We'll see how the conversation goes. But again, hang tight, we'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. And I'm gonna refrain from doing ads on ads on ads, because again, that's I don't want to bore you guys with that. We're here to talk golf. But just in light of kind of the new events that I shared on the last podcast, the Michigan Golf Podcast is partnered with Orgain Nutrition. And if you had a chance to jump on the website, awesome. Tons of cool fitness supplements to just kind of build your fitness and nutrition regimen. I've been using the products for a long time. They're fantastic. Just got a new one in the mail yesterday. I'm going to try a new flavor of their protein powder and just kind of mix it up a little bit because changing flavor is always good. But again, if you are interested and want to check it out, jump on their website, Orgain.com, and use promo code MIGOLF30. And that's the number 30. I didn't specify that in the last podcast. So if you did jump online and try to typing out the word 30, you might not have had as much success as you would have liked. So again, MIGOLF30, and that's the number 30 to get 30% off your first order. So jump on Orgain.com, check it out. If you found something you like, go ahead and pull the trigger with the promo code and just give it a shot. Why not? I mean, try anything once, right? At least. But let's talk golf. Let's talk what we're actually here to talk about. So, again, kind of the great debate at the top end of the bag. I mean, there's a lot. We'll work our way down the bag into other topics here soon before I do my usual and go off and ramble on some wild tangent. But let's stick to the task at hand. 5 woods. Hybrids or long irons, and the game has changed. The game is always changing. But back when I was a high school collegiate golfer, which again, not to I hate aging myself. I'm not even that old. I don't. What do I care? Collegiate years were 13 years ago, so it's been some time. Let's say that. And over time, technology changes, your body changes, the way you play golf, whether it's casually or competitively, changes. And so back in the day, I was one of those guys that, I mean, at the time, granted, let's go back to the early 2000s, like the 2 iron was a cool club. I mean, that was when Tiger Woods was hitting stingers like nobody's business. And so me being a high ball hitter, like I still used to hit a 2 iron stupid high. It was just unreal. And so I've never been good at hitting stingers. But back in the day, the 2 iron was my club of choice. If I had a tight tee shot, I used to play out at Grand Haven Golf Club, and which is now the new American Dunes Club. But if you did play Grand Haven Golf Club back in the day, and you're familiar with that track, super narrow tree lined fairways. And me, after kind of great segue here from the last podcast, not being a accurate driver of the golf ball, I rarely hit driver around Grand Haven Golf Club. It's not a very long golf course, so you can get away with a lot of long irons off the tee. And so 2 iron was my friend back then, and I had a really awesome, just buttery Nike forged blade 2 iron that was so supple and so soft, and I loved it. That was a cool club, and I might even still have it sitting in the attic. I don't know. It's kind of one of those, like, I should hang it on the wall, kind of memorialize the Nike equipment business stuff. But as time went on, the long irons have kind of become less prominent in a lot of players' bags, whether it's the casual recreational golfer all the way up to the tour professional. You kind of saw the introduction of hybrids a while ago, and it took me a long, long time to pull the trigger on a hybrid. And actually, I didn't actually put a hybrid in the bag until, gosh, what was it, 2017? So it took me, like I said, a long, long time. I mean, hybrids have become popular in the game, again, not just at the recreational level, but even at the tour level. And I finally got on the bandwagon with Titleist, and it had to have been 2016 or early 2017, one of the two. But I got one of the Titleist 915 HD, which was an awesome, awesome club. I really enjoyed hitting it. It had, for me, I had the Mitsubishi Diamana whiteboard shaft in it, and I forget the weight or the specs because I no longer carry that club, but it was money off the tee. I used it predominantly as a club to get off the tee when I wasn't comfortable with driver, and it got to the point where I would carry my driver, my 3-wood, and then my hybrid, and then I'd go to a 4-iron, and I would never ever hit 3-wood. Like, people made fun of me. The guys I played with all the time, they would kind of harass me. They're like, why do you have that club in the bag, man? It's just extra weight. And I never pulled the head cover off my 3-wood. So if I didn't hit driver, I hit hybrid, and I hit it far. It was a hot hybrid. That thing probably, and I'm not even embellishing a little bit, but I could get 260, 270 out of this thing, which, again, for me, just having that kind of flatter, more penetrating trajectory, low spin, it was something that I could hit that I could just kind of squeeze, which I really liked. I really liked hitting down on and kind of trapping it with a little bit of cut spin, or just still my natural ball flight was a draw. So that would be kind of the shot I'd play more often than not. But it was something that I felt like off the tee, not only could I squeeze it and hit these low by my standards shots that would go out there and find the fairway, but also from the fairway on long par fives. If I was going for the green in two and needed something from that two, from the fairway, obviously I'd probably dial it back to maybe that 245 to 255 range. I never really tried to jump one coming out of the fairway, but it always just kind of felt like a versatile club. If I needed to hit it high, I could move it up in my stance a little bit, open the face, and just kind of hoist one up there from 240 or so, and then if I wanted to burn one off a tee, I could just tee it low and play it back or play it forward, squeeze it, hoist it, whatever. I mean, and hybrids kind of get their reputation of being easy to hit, and they're not wrong. It's kind of the best of both worlds. I mean, that's what hybrid is. They combine the length and the swing characteristics that go into hitting long irons or mid irons, and they combine it with the mass, the center of gravity, the weight distribution of a fairway wood, trying to give you the opportunity to, again, hit higher shots, maybe a little bit softer, and just overall easier to hit than a 2-iron or a 3-iron. So I've put that in the bag for a while, ended up selling it when I got all pouty and purged all my Titleist equipment on eBay. So some lucky guy down in, gosh, I don't know, probably one of the Carolinas or Georgia or something like that, if I remember right, is toting the hybrid around now, my old Titleist 915 HD. But prior to that, even, oh shoot, probably 2010-ish, after college, I quit hitting the 2-iron as much, and I did end up putting a 5-wood in the bag. So I've dabbled with all of them, and I had an awesome 5-wood. I call it a 5-wood, it was actually a 4-wood. It was the old Nike Ignite. It was a 17 degree, so a little bit stronger than your traditional 5-wood, hence 4-wood. But I'll never forget, I've got a buddy out in Arizona that we competed together and played on the team in college, and then we ended up moving out to Tucson, Arizona together, and he's still out there now and has had a lot of success and just enjoyed the experience of living out west, and he kind of settled into a good job and worked it for a while, continued to play year-round golf, which I was always envious of because I always kept coming back to Michigan, just kind of what I ended up doing. But there was this one hole. So if you're familiar, again, this is the Michigan Golf Podcast, not the Arizona Golf Podcast, but I'll never forget this experience. And this is hole number, gosh, it's been so many years. He worked at Arizona National on the northeast side of Tucson. And it was the home course of University of Arizona. So we'd see the college guys out there, and it was always fun kind of catching up with them and seeing what they did, and just observing them, whether it was on the range or on the course. And going from us junior college Michigan competitors to seeing Division One school like Arizona, who's kind of gone up and down. I mean, they've had years where they've been a powerhouse in the collegiate golf space, and then they've had down years, but that's all collegiate sports. But anyway, so there's a par five out at Arizona National. It's on the back nine. If I'm not mistaken, it's got to be 11. I'm picturing it as being hole 11. I may be wrong on that. It's been a long time since I've been out there and played. But you hit your tee shot, and you can't see fairway. You're just blasting it off into the desert. The tee box is low. You go up a hill, just tons of huge saguaro cacti, slight dog leg left, but you just kind of got to pick a target, trust your line, and bomb it. The catch is, the further you bomb it, the more significant of a downslope you're likely to end up on. And so, again, desert golf, you think firm, fast, and it is. It was every bit of firm and fast, but it was such a significant hill and just kind of a steady grade for the most part until you got really, really far out there. But I always found myself right in that 240 to 260 range from the green off a downhill, side hill lie. So ball below your feet a little bit, and again, downhill. And you're hitting a second shot into this green that is perched up with a little rocky ravine in front. There's a greenside bunker there protecting the front of the green. And this green was probably no more than, I would guess, 10 to 15 yards deep. It couldn't have been more than 30 feet from front to back. So anyway, just a stupid green to go for in two. When you can hit driver or lay back off the tee of the fairway wood, you had plenty of opportunity to do that. And then lay up to that 100-yard mark, which was down, nice, wide, flat portion of the fairway, flip a wedge in there, and have a putt at birdie. Two putt for par at the worst. But back in the day, I was a lot more aggressive than I probably am now. I've talked about that in previous podcasts. I've kind of transitioned to more of a conservative game and strategy, trying to avoid the big numbers that I still tend to make anyway. But this one time, my buddy and I were playing, and I hit this shot with this 4/5 wood of mine, this old Nike Ignite, that was just dynamite. It had been that 245, 248 range, so nothing too crazy long, but downhill, side hill lie, and I hit this squeeze shot that I was kind of telling you guys about that I like to use off the tee more often than not. But I squeezed it out there, came out with this low penetrating flight, of course, off the downhill lie. Carried the front bunker, carried the front edge of the green, and because of the way that I kind of have a tendency to trap and squeeze things and hit these shots, super high spinner. So it covers all the trouble, lands on the green, stops dead, and I've got like 12 feet for eagle. And my buddy just, he reminds me of that shot very, very often. And it's one of those fond memories we have together, because we've got tons of fond memories together outside of the game of golf. But that's one of the shots, and I always love hitting shots like that kind of elicit significant emotional responses. I mean, that was one of the coolest shots that I've ever hit. He always just raves about it as being one of the coolest shots he's ever seen. And again, I'm telling you guys a story over a podcast, so you don't get visuals other than the verbal picture I try to paint for you. But if you had to be there. It's just one of those cool shots that you just know, they're kind of cataloging in your back of your mind. You're like, that's one of my favorite shots I've ever hit. And that's why I love the five wood. And over time, I've kind of gone away from that a little bit. And part of that is due to just technology changes and equipment changes, and some long irons are easier to hit than others. So let's fast forward to today, this present moment. Dialing it back to the what's in the bag, I've got the TaylorMade P750, P770 kind of combo set. So I've got the P770 in 3, 4, 5, 6 irons. And I just put those in the bag early this spring, probably back in May. And so I've had them for, what, a handful of months now? And I absolutely love them. And the set came through pitching wedge. This is how I kind of picked it up. So that 3-iron, I thought, you know what? I haven't hit a 3-iron in a long time. 4-iron has been the longest club that I'll carry from a long iron perspective. And it's been that way since, I used to play the Nike Forge Blades and then the Nike VR Pro Blades and da-da-da-da. And bladed irons, just, I quit messing with the 3-iron because blades are hard to hit to begin with, and then it's just like, why make it even harder by trying to hit a 3-iron or a 2-iron? So as I've continued to kind of play a little bit less golf and stuff and then still try to compete, I'm like, I'm not even gonna mess with the 3-iron. So I quit carrying that a long time ago. But this TaylorMade, this P770, there's so much technology, so much opportunity to kind of hit a long iron so much easier than I remember. I kept it in the bag, and I've had this 3-iron in the bag all season, and I do use it. I do use it more often than I expected, whether it is off the tees, a lot of times out of habit. If I get to a tee shot where I'm still uncomfortable hitting driver or fairway wood, I do dial it back and I'll just instinctively and automatically pull a 4-iron. But the P770 4-iron is hot. I mean, this thing, I can jump this thing just a stupid distance. I've hit it out there 230, 235, and if the conditions are right, even a little bit further. Gosh, I hit a shot in the City Championship out at Watermark. I hit this 4-iron with this high draw from like 241 or something like that, if I remember right, over this pond. Just a stupid shot, one that you only hit when you're not actually in contention. You maybe made the cut, you're safe in the final round, and you're not gonna win the event. But what the heck, let's have a little fun trying. So I hit this 4-iron, and it's like I said, it's hot. So 9 times out of 10, I still would pull 4-iron before 3-iron. So now, as the season's kind of winding down, it's got me thinking, well, why do I have a 3-iron in the bag? What value does that add to my game, my strategy? And the reality is, none. And I hit it a couple of times this past last week. I went out and played the Ravines again, which I hadn't played since the West Michigan Am earlier this spring. And I hit it a few times, and I'm just like, you know what? And it was a slow day, so I was playing with a buddy that I play a lot of golf with, and so just for kicks, because this thought process was already going through my head, I'd hit 3-iron, and then I'd drop another ball, and I'd hit 4-iron off the tee, and they were too comparable, and that's kind of what you find with long irons. I feel like is there's really, whether you're a good player, an average player, or new to the game, whatever it may be, I feel like when you kind of go down the path of hitting long irons, 3-irons, 4-irons, 5-irons, they're all probably pretty comparable in distance and where they end up. And it's just kind of how it works. And unless you're really kind of jumping on one or juicing it or using it for shot making capabilities, there's really no point. So that's kind of where I'm at with my 3-iron. So it's coming out of the bag. And so I've been kind of thinking, what do I want to replace it with? Do I want to replace it with a hybrid? Do I want to go back to the 5-wood? And so that's where we're going to kind of dial it in right here and right now. And I've got a 5-wood coming in the mail. It's a few models ago. I picked up a, I got it from a buddy. It's gonna be an interesting one for me. I'm anxious to try it. It's the TaylorMade M4, sticking with the TaylorMade family, but it's a tour issue M4. So right off the tour van, it's 18 degrees, but actually playing at 19 degrees. Its face angle's a degree and a half open, which I'm kind of excited about because I'm looking for something that's going to give me a little bit higher launch. I don't know. I'm a high ball hitter to begin with. So as I'm talking through this, I'm going to be thinking about this as well and making sure that I made the correct decision. And if I don't, I'll flip it, whatever. But I've got this 5-wood coming, TaylorMade M4, 19 degree, with a Project X hazardous green, shaft. It's, gosh, it's 95 grams, so it's on the heavier side of, I think it's going to play 42 inches, if I'm not mistaken, is what my buddy said. And it's extra stiff, and it's not the gosh, what one is it? T100, T1100. I don't know. I'm not as familiar with Project X as I am Mitsubishi, and so gonna be a new shaft for me. I have dabbled with the hazardous black before, but never the green. So just trying some new things, and again, just tinkering, always tinkering. And I'm excited to get it because, again, like I said, I kind of told you guys that story from Arizona National. I've got a lot of fond memories of hitting 5-wood, so many that I back in the day when I had driver, 3-wood, 5-wood, I still always bypass the 3-wood just because the 5-wood was easier to hit. I could manipulate the shots better. I could hit it high, hit it low. It's just got a ton of versatility, and I kind of prefer, I think it's just my natural swing. When it came to making this decision of hybrid or dry or 5-wood, I looked at a couple of different hybrids in the TaylorMade line, but just was some of them I just I don't love the look of. I feel like they look like little spoons down there. And I don't really love just kind of how squeezy and compact they are. And I don't know. It's just it's a visual thing for me, and it's something that I could. And then the way TaylorMade especially kind of incorporates that carbon crown with either the silver, the white, depending on what model you're looking at, whether it's M1, M2, M3, M4, whatever it may be. I think having that two-tone top with the silver, the white, and then the carbon, it kind of makes it even look a little more squeezy and a little more spoony, I guess, for lack of a better word. And so I just was like, you know what? I'm going back to the 5 wood. That's going to be my game. Obviously, when it comes to making that decision too, you got to assess what are my goals? What are my goals here? 5 woods are going to launch higher. They're going to spin more. And realistically, that's the tough thing when you're at this portion of the bag and kind of making these decisions. If you get a hybrid with 19 degrees of loft and you get a 5 wood with 19 degrees of loft, for the most part, you're going to end up with pretty comparable carry distances. It's just a matter of how you want to get there. And so for me, let's think 5 wood is probably going to cover that again, 245 to 260 kind of gap for me. That's going to be kind of what that window is. I could probably dial it down a little bit. I've never been good at swinging slow and kind of smoothing one in there, but for me, at that range, I want something that is going to be high, is going to be soft, but is also going to be controllable. And I'm going to be using it predominantly off the tee. I don't see using it out of the fairway a ton, but off the tee is going to be big. And occasionally going into par fives, it will be a versatile club because going into par fives, you want something that's high and soft and spinning. And statistically speaking, kind of looking at the data and analytics of it all, again, 5 woods are going to fly higher and they're going to land at a much steeper descent angle. Probably depending on how you're fit and if you've got the right club for you, the descent angle on a 5 wood is going to be more comparable to like a 6 iron or a 5 iron. And where that hybrid is going to kind of fill that gap very differently. It's going to be a much lower, more penetrating, lower spinning ball flight. Something that, again, it's going to be way easier to hit out of the rough, but maybe a little harder to hoist up in the air to the capacity of a 5 wood off the fairway. Off the tee, it's going to be probably pretty comfortable. You can kind of adjust, obviously, tee height and move the ball around your stance to, again, add a ton of versatility to that. But by and large, it's going to be flatter, lower spinning trajectory, and it's going to come in at a much, not much less of a descent angle, but we're talking instead of 50 degrees on the descent, you're probably in that 44 to 46 degree range, which isn't going to stop as quickly. And so again, it's just kind of a matter of what do you want? Do you want high? Do you want soft? Do you want kind of to feel that? Or do you want distance? Do you want low penetrating? Do you want kind of directional stuff that's going to kind of tighten up? But again, it's all up to you as the player as to how you want to fill that void most effectively. And I've never gone past 5 wood. I know you can kind of go a little further down the hybrid and fairway wood rabbit hole. And shoot, I know there are guys out there that have 7 woods, 9 woods. You can get 2 hybrids, 3 hybrids, 4 hybrids, and you can really eliminate a lot of the long irons in your bag. And depending on your skill level and what your goal is, from anywhere from that 180 to 250 yard range, I mean, you've got a ton of options. And so again, I'm going to echo the last podcast. I mean, I do a lot of stuff kind of self-fit. I like to just tinker and trial and error and kind of fly by the seat of my pants in that way. But if you're thinking about this portion of the bag and gearing up for the 2021 season, and you're thinking about how can I better my game and my equipment, go hit some shots. Go get on either a launch monitor, go to a driving range, go wherever you can go to demo clubs, because again, hybrids, 5 woods, and long irons are going to be so different. They're all going to provide very, very different results and get the ball to cover X distance in very different ways. So the only way to do it is to try, get out there and actually just hit some shots with it and get the experience and see what not only what feels best for you, but what fits your swing. Fairway woods are going to be more for the sweepers. If you're got a long kind of smooth swing, even if you don't, if you've got a shallow swing, you're going to be sweeping it, and five woods are going to be huge. If you've got kind of a steeper swing and you like to kind of attack a little more on a downward descent and kind of what I call squeeze the shots out there, then hybrids are going to be great. And long irons, in my game, I've got nothing. I'm not going to preach the long iron. It's just, in my game, the long iron is for punching out of trouble. That's that's where I use it. I hit it off into the trees. I need to keep it low, below the branches, something that's going to fly high enough to carry the rough and maybe get back to the fairway, but stay low enough to stay out of trouble. That's what the three iron's for. It's my punch shot club. And I'm not going to strategize the top end of my golf bag around punch shots and trying to get out of trees because I don't want to be in the trees to begin with. So, again, I'm going to go with the 5-wood. So, again, TaylorMade M4, Project X, Hazardous Green, T1100, 100, I don't know what it is. But when it comes, I'll be sure to kind of update you guys. I'll tell you guys about it. I'll get it out on the range, get it in the bag, play it, and see how it goes. If it works, awesome. If it doesn't, you'll hear about it. And I'll probably sell it on eBay or put it on Instagram, something like that. But if you're on the search for kind of filling that gap as well and want to talk about it, as always, hit me up on Instagram at gsmithgolf. I love brainstorming with you guys. And I know a lot of people that can help you guys out. So if you're looking to maybe try a 5-wood, try a hybrid, you want to demo some stuff, you want to get out together and maybe get on a launch monitor, use some tools that I might have at my disposal that maybe could help you guys, awesome. Let me know, and I'm happy to see what I can do to help. But that's going to conclude today's episode. I just wanted to kind of update you guys on where I'm at and filling that void and what my goal is in pursuit of optimizing my equipment for the 2021 season. And as we go, I mean, who knows? Like I said, it's a fluid, ever-changing game. So I'll keep you guys in the loop. You know that. But until next time, thanks for tuning into the Michigan Golf Podcast. I'd give you guys a clue on what's on the horizon, but I'm not entirely sure yet. I haven't quite decided where I'm going to go with things next week. But thanks again for tuning in. I'm going to keep the equipment mini-series rolling. We'll obviously talk irons. We'll talk wedges at some point. But I've got some other stuff in the works that I might try and swing your guys' way. But we'll see when the time comes. But as always, thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.